This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, time for Tech Talk, or it's Tech Talk time, a traditional, but not the tradition buildup is something that takes months or years. What would we, I think, here joining us on the program, Greg Stebbins, who is the man in charge of Tech Info at Men's Health Magazine, Victoria Killen is here, Rich McFadden is here. So what do we think? We think technology... Victoria's just saying, because I have to go a little bit early today. Victoria, I was worried about whether we have enough stuff, and Victoria had to take a shot at me by suggesting that I wasn't capable. Can you imagine, Greg, I'm not capable or culpable as a technology expert. I can do all this stuff. Wait a minute.
Can't imagine that.
McFadden should be able to stand up for me because I have all this technology around me in order to make the program work. I just don't have...
In certain respects, you have great technological skills. Mm-hmm. If a tractor needs to be fixed, if a truck breaks down or blows a clutch, if you're in Zimbabwe in the Serengeti and you need to figure out how to broadcast with a tin can and a string, I have confidence that you can figure it out. But when you pick up that little thing called a tablet, a phone, or a computer, not so much.
Mm-hmm. So is that an indictment of Doug or of technology?
You know what? It's interesting.
Too much technology.
He's very technically minded for a generation, for a certain generation, wherein the combustible engine, the combustion engine.
This is not going well. Go ahead. Keep going.
No. Mechanically.
Down the rabbit hole.
And this is what I don't get, Warren. What's the other guy here?
Greg.
Doug? Yeah,
Greg.
I'm the other guy.
Yeah. It's what I don't get.
If you put
Greg.
It on your tablet, will you remember my name?
I need to. Doug can look at something out on the farm and technically gets it. It's in his head. He understands how it works, and if he doesn't, he can figure it out. But when it comes on a screen, be it a TV, any kind of device, digital device, he's not connected to that and doesn't understand it technically. So I don't understand how the brain works that way, where a technically minded guy just kind of loses all of his connections when it comes to a digital screen.
I think I actually do have some insight into this. My wife and I are similar in that. Well, my wife and I are similar in the way that you and Doug are similar.
Really?
My wife is a genius when it comes to mechanical things.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to computers, she does fine. But she doesn't see the opportunities to make computers work easier for her in the same way that I do. And I'm terrible with mechanical things. So she'll whip out a saw, a screwdriver, a wrench, and she'll just go fix something. But I'll watch her do things on a computer and go like, well, why don't you do it this way? You'll save yourself a lot of time. And even when I show her things repeatedly, it doesn't stick. And I do think it actually is, to some degree, has to do with either there's probably people that are understand mechanical things easier than digital things, and it may also have something to do with when you began to learn to use technology. I was an early adopter, so I've been using computers a lot of my life, even though I'm not a millennial. Mm. But I think more like a millennial than someone like you, Doug, who has really had to fix stuff with a crescent wrench in your hand.
Yeah, I literally had to twist the wrenches. So the guys on the farm teased me, a couple of the younger fellas who last week saw me crawling around underneath a baler to try to fix it one hot night. It was like 95 degrees and something wasn't functioning right. So I just took a couple of tools with me, climbed under the baler, got covered with the hay chaff and dust and all kinds of things, fixed what needed to be fixed. 3 minutes later, we're back and running. Guy says, "I can't believe you, man." I looked at him and said, "What are you talking about?" He says, "You're still crawling around under that baler at your age." And, of course, that's all I needed to hear at my age. Really?
Does he still have a job?
Yeah.
So, Doug, let me ask you this.
So a millennial approach to that, they might have got to the same point, but what would they have done? They would have pulled out their phone or their tablet, YouTubed the problem,
right.
Yep.
Watched the video, but I suspect a lot of millennials would have not felt comfortable actually fixing it because they don't have the experience with a tool in their hand.
Because computers run every car that we've ever had, mm-hmm. So we don't know how to fix. When you take your car to the mechanic, they plug it in, diagnostics and all that stuff runs.
Right.
So it's like it's totally different for us. It's not like an actual engine.
Right, but let me take that one step further or backward. What Greg just said is the implication, even though you didn't mean it to be as I'm taking it, is still very good and very logical. There are people that I know who, and I'm not one of them, but there are Joe, who works for me, I think, Richie, you know, Joe Dignan, who's been working with me for quite a long time on the farm. He will go to his smartphone. And he did this recently, as a matter of fact, because I had a problem with the clutch slave cylinder on my 550. He didn't know how to fix it, but he went to the Ford site. He got the book for the Ford 550 that has a 5-speed transmission in it and looked at the setup and figured out from looking at the setup how to fix the problem. Now, what I think I'm hearing you say, Greg, and maybe to a point what I'm hearing Victoria say, is we'd look it up, but we wouldn't take the wrenches and actually fix it. We'd try to find somebody to do it, whereas I would have just...
And we would use the Internet to find that person.
Yeah, right. Well, Joe used the Internet to find the problem, then he fixed it himself. But if he couldn't have fixed it, we would have gone the next step and find somebody who's around that would know how to fix it.
Hopefully. I think I just
all become very lazy in that sense. I mean, last week Doug was teasing me. One of the apps I recommended helps when you go out to dinner with your friends.
Oh my God!
And it separates the check for you, which is that. But that gives us more time to talk to each other instead of sitting there trying to do numbers.
So here it is. Here it is. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, you can look at a baler or an engine.
I can hear it. And I grew up around it. I can hear the rhythm. If it's not right, I can hear it.
It's tangible because you can see the parts and how they connect to each other.
Yep.
A computer or a device, it's intangible.
Mm-hmm.
You have no
idea noise with it.
How this thing works.
Mm-hmm.
It's somewhere inside the zeros and ones of that processor.
Yep.
So because it doesn't have this nut that connects to that bolt that connects to this clutch pin, whatever it is, you can't follow A to Z and see it. And I think that's probably what it is for you. It's the visual kind of connected to the machine.
The video and audio. I can listen to a mowing machine, to a baler, to a chopper, and I can hear if it's not right. And I can, when I was in the bus business, I could drive a bus. I could hear what was wrong. I wouldn't necessarily know. I could take it apart. I wouldn't know how to necessarily put it back together again. But I could always, the guys in the shop always went bananas. When I get into a bus, and if I had to go drive it and go on a route or something, and because when I came back, there was a laundry list of things that were wrong with the bus. And, they'd tear their hair. Okay, here it is. Park the bus until you fix these 12 things.
So as an analogy to that, when I'm working on a piece of software, or even in some cases I've been in a situation working with developers to produce software, much as you could hear the bus not working right, I could feel that the software was not working right. And from a development perspective, then I could say to the developer who's who has infinite ability to understand what's working under the hood, but maybe not the ability to understand how humans will interact with it, I could then show the developer, it may have been working technically right. I don't mean to say there was a bug, but it wasn't going to be right for the humans that were going to interact with it. Mm-hmm. I could then help the developer see how to improve the code to make it a better user experience for the user. So there's a lot of tangents here, but I think a lot of it has to do with how you were raised, what you're accustomed to, and maybe even your openness to it. Yeah. Somewhere there's people that are comfortable in the middle. They feel comfortable tearing into the baler. They also feel comfortable working on a computer. But I think at the end of the day, understanding where your best strengths are is a really smart thing to do in a digital world like this one.
Yeah. Well put. 16 past the hour.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-908-1509 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-908-1509. Call 800-908-1509. Again, that's 800-908-1509. 800-908-1509.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
We hear lots of debate about government picking winners and losers, but most Americans don't realize how expensive taxpayer-funded subsidies really are. A look through the lens of liberty reminds us that the first principle of American democracy is that all men are created equal, and all are entitled to equal treatment under the law. So why should taxpayers provide billions in subsidies to giant corporations like General Motors, Google, Goldman Sachs, Dow Chemical, Disney, even retailers like Walmart, Abercrombie & Fitch, and Bed Bath & Beyond? Subsidies are intended to help particular industries and encourage particular behavior, but they can only encourage one by discouraging others. And they threaten not only our economy, but the essential foundations of freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
How can a sweet little fruit gummy help you live digestively? Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies put the ultimate natural digestive support to work inside you to help you feel a little lighter, a little more you. And if raspberry lemonade's a little more you, feel bubbly in a good way with Ultimate Flora probiotic fizzy drink mix. Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies and fizzy drink mix. Two great ways to live digestively, deliciously. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, there is a story about how technology time, when you spend too much time online, it damages your immune system, makes you more likely to catch the flu, things like that. Would you like me to pass you a Kleenex, Greg, or what do you think?
Touch
you. Yeah, that's right, exactly.
You know, as an editor at Men's Health,
yeah.
I find those stories very credible. I don't know which particular research you're looking at, but also very important. And I think there's a lot of reasons why overdosing on technology is, A, a problem, and, B, something people should be very conscious of.
Yep. Yeah. Conscious and careful about. 21 after the hour, Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen.
doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Doug Steffens, good day. Rich, Victoria, and Greg Steffens with you. Here with your Tech Talk time of the week. And we're just discussing during the break, when do you know it's a good time to get your kid a cell phone? And Victoria started quizzing me. And some of the questions you asked me, Victoria, were what?
Well, how do you know what age is appropriate? Do you just base it on, like, what the other kids in the class are doing or what other parents have done?
No.
Or do you base it on what Apple and Samsung tells you?
Yeah.
Well, that has a little bit to play in it.
And Verizon and AT&T.
Well, yeah. Certainly the monthly cost of adding another phone to our family plan is something that comes into it. But I will tell you what we base it on.
Oh, wow. I wasn't even thinking of the cost. Oh, sure. I was just thinking of, like, the age and the kids.
Know,
yeah.
Once you have three phones on the plan, adding a fourth is no huge deal, but you know, it's something you take into consideration.
Sure, yeah.
Depends on how much data that fourth person is going to use.
Right, and as a 12-year-old boy, he will use tons of it, I assure you. But I will tell you, my 9-year-old daughter's has some friends, and they have a phone already, and she wants one, and I say no. My 12-year-old son has friends who have had phones for a couple of years, and he says, Dad, they have one, why can't I have one? And I said, no, you don't need one yet. But he's going into middle school. In the fall, and he will be doing things after school, and he will also be walking to school one mile. That is when I decide it's important for my child to have a cell phone. When they are walking 1 mile to school, walking 1 mile home, or going to stay after school for band practice.
Why are you making him walk a mile each way?
A whole mile?
Is it uphill both ways?
In the county decided that we are within walking distance, so he'll walk.
So
the bottom line is he'll be in transit and in other places, and I want him to be able to get a hold of us if he's not going to be home on time or if he needs something.
Right.
The three of us walk to school. I'm presuming you guys walk to school, and we didn't have phones. How did it become? Did the world become inherently more dangerous, or is it just that everyone is so connected that having a child unconnected seems like a problem?
Both.
Yes, both. All of the above. You watch the 24-hour news cycle, and you see these horrible things that go on in the world, and you want to know that your kid is okay, and you want to be able to get in touch with them in a moment's notice. Yes, I remember I walked to elementary school, but middle school and high school were too far away, so we couldn't. But, you know, I mean, I remember playing outside, and when you heard the bell ring in the front yard, you came running home. Or when the streetlights came on, you came running home, and that was the way it was. Your parents didn't know where you were. They just knew you'd be home around dark, and you don't have that today.
Yeah.
At least not in suburban Washington.
I have a loaded question for you now.
Fire away.
So when your son is out with his friends trying to catch frogs in the creek.
Yes.
So, first of all, I hope that still happens with kids.
It does. We have a creek right behind our house. And
so, how often do you think the phone is going to end up in the creek?
Oh.
It possibly could. He's had an iPod end up in the creek. So.
I nailed that one, didn't I?
That's certainly a possibility. So, you know, maybe I buy the insurance. That's another thing I have to look at. But I have an old iPhone 5S, and that will be his first phone. And once he proves that he can take care of that, then in a year or two, we talk about an upgrade.
See, I think Rich is taking a very sensical approach to this. I have a friend who's a school teacher, and she said there is a girl, there are several kids. Now, granted, this is New York City, so I know it's a little bit of a weird bubble, but there are several kids in kindergarten with Apple Watches and iPhones.
Ridiculous.
That's insane even to
Absolutely
me.
Absolutely ridiculous. I talked to a high school teacher, we just have a few seconds left here, but I talked to a high school teacher at our local high school, and he says it's out, to the point where it's out of control. All the kids have their phones in the class, they're texting, they're looking up things, and it's just, they can't even control it anymore. It's it's beyond being able to do anything about it. So it's the world we live in, and as I say, as a parent with your kids on YouTube, you just have to learn how to manage it and trust your kids to do the right thing. It's 28 past the hour on a good day.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store, the good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order, plus free shipping.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885.
That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan along with you, talking about tech news of the week. And we were just discussing how you know when it's the right time to buy your teen, tween, or child a cell phone. And I went through some of the things that made it important for me. It's, when my son will be out and about without us and may need to get in touch with us. That's when I felt it was important for me. And then there are also flip sides to that. Why might I hold off from getting a phone for them? And one of those stories is a big story going around on the internet today. It's, I've seen it on Facebook all morning. It's the Pokemon game.
This is crazy.
Nintendo has been holding back, saying we don't want to have anything to do with app
based games for years because they wanted to protect their the game stations that they sell.
That console. They need you to still buy it.
They want us to buy the console, and if the kids can play the games on their handheld devices, that's it for the console, or at least that's what they think, so they've held off. But this new Pokemon Go game is huge. My son was asking me about it over the weekend. Dad, can I get my phone early so that I can play the Pokemon Go game? All of my friends have it. And I was like, nope. You will wait till the end of the summer like we discussed. And if you can't play the Pokemon Go game, so be it. But some of these kids that are playing it are coming into a little bit of a trouble, aren't they, Victoria?
Yeah, well, down in Tennessee, there is it's basically the new Don't Drink and Drive campaign. It's Don't Pokemon Go and Drive. They've had accidents. They've had people walking into traffic. People have literally walked into walls. There are numerous stories where people are playing Pokemon Go and not paying attention where they're going, and they've gone smack into a wall. So now the Department of Homeland Security in the state of Tennessee has gotten involved, and they're now behind this new ad campaign, which is a little bit violent, actually. It's a simulation of someone driving and then crashing into a gigantic tractor trailer and head on. I mean, it's a stunning kind of way to you know, imagine your future. What's death by Pokemon?
What's the game like? Do you know?
Yeah, it's a GPS game. I'm not a gamer myself, but from the screen grabs and things that I've seen, it's a GPS-based game. So you have to go to certain locations, and then that's when you can grab certain things. So, like, you can go and grab, like, a prize or an animal or whatever, and then that gets you to the next level. Now, the reason this is becoming such a problem, one of the counties in Missouri has issued a police warning against people playing the Pokemon Go game because they're being lured into isolated areas and then being robbed.
Yeah.
They have 8 robberies now. They think they have 4 suspects between the ages of like 16 and 18, and they're luring people in. So they're issuing basically a warning to parents. Know what your kids are doing and make sure they're not going wandering off into the woods.
And if your kids are playing the Pokemon Go game, make sure that they know, hey, listen, this is happening to some people.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere that you... You know what's interesting? This is kind of... my son and I have an app on our phones called Geocache. And Geocache...
Oh, yeah, that was like that was a big thing like last year, right? That came out
a
couple years
around,
ago, was it?
It's been around. I've had it for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And it's when people hide things in either very obvious places or out in the middle of nowhere, and you use your phone, the GPS location thing, to try and get in the general area and then use clues to try and find what the object is, and then you find the object and then you sign a log saying I found this, and then you sign the log on the app, and it's kind of fun. So I mean, if we were, you know,
it's a fun like hide and seek kind of game for large groups of people.
Yeah,
right,
so sometimes we'd go romping through the woods behind our house in the creek, and you'd find something that's hidden under the bridge, and you pull it out and okay, we found that, and sign it off. Or if we're sitting at a restaurant, you just check and see if there's a geocache in that shopping center, and sure enough, there it is under a park bench in front of the local restaurant there. And it was kind of neat. It was kind of fun. So this seems to me like it's a take on geocaching, mm-hmm. but with the game effect in it.
Right, right.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, so, obviously.
It's cool if it's not, if you're paying attention to the rest of your life.
Yeah. If your kids are out there running around. So on that note, teens with smartphones, it looks like there's a new study out this year. eMarketer says that teen smartphone ownership will come close to 75% in 2016. The number of teenagers owning smartphones will reach 74% compared to less than 50% in 2013. So listen to that. 74% in 2016 compared to less than 50% in 2013. So you know where we're going. And, and by 2020, almost 100% of teenagers will have smartphones.
Oh, I think it's going to be even faster than that. I think by the end of 2017, you'll see, 85-90% of teens having that. I mean, the phones keep getting cheaper. The plans keep getting cheaper. No one, as older phone models get phased out, we know Doug loves his flip phone, but, that's kind of you know, he's a unique market.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be, I think you're going to see the half-life of that really ramp up.
You know what I think is going to happen? I think within the next 10 years, cell phone service will be antique. It will be antiquated. You won't have cell phone. There will be Wi-Fi everywhere.
Yeah.
And anything you own that has Wi-Fi service will basically become your phone. I mean, just think about it. My kids.
Well, all of your phone calls will just be FaceTime or Skype.
Right.
I mean, I talk to one person every week, and it's my mom once a week. And that's it. It's the only person I talk on the phone with. Every once in a while, I'll get a phone call from someone else, but it's so, so rare. I just don't talk on the phone anymore.
When my son is gaming, or when they go to call their friends. Remember when you were a kid? And when I was a kid, you'd walk to that avocado-colored phone in the kitchen with the 30-foot cord on it where you could go into the living room and kind of hide behind the wall and talk to your friends on the phone with a little bit of privacy. And you probably had a cordless phone where you'd go sit in your bedroom with the cordless phone and talk to your friends. Now my son has his iPad there, and they're all Skyping each other. And they have group Skypes. So he and three or four friends will be chatting on Skype while they're gaming or doing whatever, or just saying, hey, you want to go fishing, whatever it is. And it's all on Skype, and they're using video, or they just use the voice thing. So
No one really needs cellular service anymore. We just need data plans.
Right. We have a phone in our house, and it's a Vonage line, which is IP-based. But nobody uses it except for my mother-in-law when she's calling her sisters and stuff in Colombia.
Right.
I mean, nobody uses the phone anymore.
The only danger is, and this has happened a few times in New York City since I've lived here. I moved here right after college, so I've been here about 10 years, and it's the only time I ever needed a landline and didn't have one. We had the big blackout.
Yeah.
And all of our cells and on the home phone, the landline that my roommate and I had at the time was a Vonage phone, so which is digital, so that doesn't work.
IP-based.
So everything went down, and then we were really isolated. So that's the only time I think it might be worth having a landline still, but I don't know. That's so rare.
Yeah, they're going to have to come up with, because
you need a backup plan of some kind.
Yeah, of copper, actual copper lines coming into your house. That is so 1950.
Yeah.
And they're good, but you're right. We still need it for emergency services and purposes. So they're definitely going to have to come up with some, because when the cell tower goes down, that's it. It's over.
Right.
When the internet
right.
goes down, that's it. It's over. So what are you going to do about it? Do you need a kidney? A liver?
I hope not.
We're going to tell you how an app might be able to help you find a kidney if you know somebody looking for one. It's 43 past the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return, guaranteed safe? I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe. commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son, and so I don't know if I taught this. They spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day. So it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your activewear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there. You do the activewear wash cycle and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit and how others can look and feel their best every day too. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnitt.
Jim Pee-wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee-wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Coming up on 47 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is out and on the road. Victoria Keelan and myself, Rich McFadden, here with your tech news for the week. And one of the more interesting things on the web, the internets today, is Apple is trying to encourage millions of iPhone users to register as organ donors through a software update that they'll have. It's like an easy sign-up button with your health information app. So you're going to be able to put in there, are you an organ donor? On your health app on your iPhone. Apparently, younger Americans are not registering at the same rate as they have in the past. And Tim Cook says when he saw his friend, Steve Jobs, in excruciating pain waiting for a liver back in 2009, it got him thinking about it, and this is where it's going now. Now, Doug will tell you, every time we talk about organ donation, I am not a fan. I believe in organ donation wholeheartedly. If I'm laying on the table and my wife decides it's over, I want everything that you can get out of me gone. But until my wife says it's over, I don't want some salesman who says this liver is worth $50,000 at Hospital X down the street. Get it for me right quick before this guy bites it. I don't want anybody trying to sell my parts before they're done.
Right, but once they're done, there's a very short window from what I understand.
There's a lot of money being made in organ donation right now. And
there
are salesmen out there, just like when I was selling cars, there's a guy out there making money on your parts, and it's in his best interest to get it now.
Right, but what if your wife has declared that Rich has left the building? Then
yes.
if you're not a registered organ donor, can she actually then donate your organs?
Yes,
but. From everything I've understood, though, there's a small window there of when the organs can be harvested viably, and then, like, if you're laying on the table and then she's starting to fill out paperwork to make you an organ donor after the fact, it might not work.
You know the way to fix all of this? Make it all free. Don't pay for anything. Do not pay for the organs. If a liver is worth $20,000-$30,000, make it free.
Now, does that mean, like, if you're on the list and you're too far down the list, then you can bump yourself up the list by just offering to pay for it?
Because,
like, if you're in the hospital and you need a heart transplant and you're on the list, then doesn't insurance cover that?
Yeah, but somebody's selling it. These hospitals making money on it.
Huh.
The intermediary finding the liver, here's the one that can be sold, here's the one they're going to sell it to, that's the company that's making all the money. I'm not in. So, sorry about that, Tim Cook. Not happening on my iPhone. It's 50 past the hour, and Doug Steffens did that.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time here on the Good Day program. Police are warning Pokemon Go, Pokemon Go players to be extra careful. Pokemon, man, that's been around for a long time. You gotta wonder what in the world is going on with that. There's an interesting twist to this in light of recent events. We'll talk about it in a moment here. Tech Talk time at 54 past the hour.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. I'm sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits. Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
All right, let's get to
this 56 past the hour now. Victoria and I, when we examine things that are going on in the world of technology, I'm liable to tee it up, and then she hits the ball. And so in this circumstance, yeah, I just listened to Kara and Victoria talking about all these people they know who are playing Pokemon Go. Everybody I know. Well, you know me, Kara, and I don't play it. So
everyone we know except us.
Except me.
Hey, that puts you in a really good category, though. I am not playing it either, and neither is Kara. So all three of us are we're on the good side of this. But yeah, Pokemon Go. I mean, there have been so many warnings recently. People are walking into walls. People have been walking into traffic. People get so obsessed with this game. It's a GPS-based game.
It's as bad as it's the same sort of thing as happens with the social media people are following as they walk along the street with their smartphone.
Yeah, it's true. It's just another thing that people are now addicted to. The danger, though, is coming from O'Fallon, Missouri. The police department there are saying that 8 different incidents of robbery and muggings are related to the Pokemon Go game because it's a GPS-based game where you have to go to certain areas to pick up things, imaginary things for the game. And now they're saying that there's a group of 4 men between the ages of 16 and 18 who are luring people into isolated areas and then robbing them through this game. So the police are cautioning parents, if you have kids who are playing this game, make sure you know where your kids are going, because if this is just happening in Missouri, it's going to happen everywhere else too.
Yeah, nothing good out of that. Nothing ever. I remember the Pokemon, watching it go across the screen, the little yellow thing eating up whatever was in its way, and I thought, oh, this is scary. People thought it was funny. I never thought it was funny. I thought it was absurd, frankly. But that's just me. Now, some new apps to talk about that will help you if you want to avoid products that have GMO in them. If the government isn't going to take care of it, well, then there's a way of getting it. The Senate bill that was passed last week requires companies to disclose whether their products have GMO in them. And so now you've got, what, 3 different examples here of these GMO, non-GMO apps?
Well, and a lot of people are very critical of this bill, that it doesn't do enough. And I know we've talked about this too. Three apps that you can use right now that are free. Buycott, B-U-Y-C-O-T-T. This is a great app that I've used. If you want to support companies that you believe have ethical practices, Buycott is an app that will, it helps you trace the food items back through the production chain to keep you informed of all the ingredients from every different level. That's a great app to take to the food store with you, or the food store, as you call it, which I now say.
That's
which,
food by the store.
Way, yes.
It's the market, the supermarket.
The grocery store. Yeah. Another app that is called True Food, and that provides a real-time guide to shopping for non-GMO ingredients. Every day the app gets updated with news alerts and new tips on how to avoid GMO products and where to find suitable alternatives.
How would you use that? You go to the app, but if you're in the store, how do you apply it when you're in the store?
Well, a lot of these apps have a scanner. So if you pick up a box of pasta, and then you scan the QR code, then it'll tell you if there are GMOs in there. Yeah. And then the third one is Shop No GMO, and that has 23 different food categories that contain no GMOs, and also is helpful when you're dining out at a restaurant, which is a new twist on it.
Yeah, that's a good application for sure. Helpful information from your helpful friends on the Helpful Doug Steffen program. I'm at 59 past the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.